Well, thank you for taking a moment to talk to us and our listeners here at Clear 1017.
No problem.
So your latest album is Close Up, Volume 1, Love Songs?
It came out last week.
Last week? Oh, okay.
It's available at Barnes & Noble and on my website, SuzanneVega.com.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do an album of love songs.
One thing I should explain about the project is that it's re-recordings of my older songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I perform a lot live, and so when I perform live, I like to group all the songs together by what they're about. So that's one of the themes that I have in the set, is all the songs that are more or less about love over the years. I know that people respond to it because everybody has those love situations in their life.
Mm-hmm. You know? Do you see in the future a close-up volume 2 of another subject that you cover?
Yes, exactly. Volume 2 will be people, places, and things. Volume 3 is going to be called States of Being. And then the fourth one is Songs of Family. And then later on we'll sell all of them all together.
Oh, yeah, box set. We love those.
Yeah, so that's sort of like all the different categories that my songs basically cover.
I was online checking out some of your performances, and I saw one video of you doing Tom's Diner with the Prague Philharmonic.
Yes.
That looked amazing.
It was an amazing event, yeah. I was invited to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Czech Velvet Revolution.
All right.
So I was there in Prague last November, and we did Tom's Diner with the Czech Philharmonic.
It was so great. I mean, what a neat performance. You guys did a really good job. Did you have much time to practice?
We practiced the day before.
The day before.
And yes, it took quite a bit of rehearsal.
I bet.
But we were very, very happy with the way it came out. It was a very special event.
Do you have any other unusual performances like that coming up or that you have done that we could look for online?
Some of them are long ago.
Yeah.
Long ago, before YouTube. The most unusual one that I can remember is when I performed with the Grateful Dead at Madison Square Garden.
Oh. But
I do think that there may have been people, because the Grateful Dead always had people who were taping in the audience, so mm-hmm. I don't know if that's made it up to YouTube. That was probably the most unusual pairing that I've ever done.
It seems like you've had a few remixes of your songs. Do you think anybody's going to grab something from Close Up and remix it for you?
Well, it could happen. In fact, later on, this is something we've been discussing because it's sort of a new way of doing business for me to own the masters myself. We were discussing having a website where people who wanted to remix it could actually buy the tracks off of me because they're very simple.
Mm-hmm.
They've been recorded very, very simply. Just most of it is just the acoustic guitar and the vocal. So we were thinking of starting a website where people who wanted to remix could download the tracks and then remix it and then upload it for my fans to share, or, you know, so we're working on that.
Oh, that's exciting. That's really cool. Suzanne, you're playing the Beautiful Tower Theater this weekend. And what kind of show can we expect? Is this going to be predominantly an acoustic show?
Well, it's myself on acoustic guitar, but I have two really great musicians with me. One of them is Mike Visaglia on bass, who's been my bass player for a very long time. And then also I'll be with Jerry Leonard on guitar, and he does everything from acoustic guitar to using a lot of effects on his electric guitars. And he's toured with David Bowie and as his musical director for a couple of years. So he sort of takes it out to the far end of not acoustic.
Nice.
So it's a real range, but mostly acoustic.
All right. Well, I look forward to it very, very much. When do you think the Volume 2 will be coming out?
I'm hoping Volume 2 will come out later on this year. So I want the whole series to come out over the next 2 years. So I'm hoping that Volume 2 will come out sometime in November.
Nice. Okay, well, we can look forward to that. We're playing Caramel this morning. Is it Caramel or Caramel?
Caramel, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
Caramel is a song of sort of longing and regret. Caramel is a kind of love song that says, you know, I'm very attracted to you, but I cannot go there for whatever reason.
Oh.
It's a song about temptation.
Wow.
Basically.
Nice. I think that's something that we can all relate to in one way or another.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, I know you're busy and you've got other people to talk to, but thank you very much for taking a moment to talk to us and our listeners here at Clear 1017. We look so forward to your show at the Tower Theater. It's a really cool venue. I think you'll like it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you have a great day and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you. I'll see
All
you
right.
then.
Thanks, Suzanne. Bye.
All right, thank you very much.